Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, May 30th. The Tesla Model 3 has outsold the much cheaper Honda Civic to become California's top-selling passenger car during the first quarter of 2020. This week, the California New Car Dealers Association released its quarterly report for the first quarter, and it shows the Tesla Model 3 even outselling the Honda Civic to become the top-selling passenger car in the state, regardless of the segment. 18,001 registrations filed for the Honda Civic and 18,856 for the Tesla Model 3. Tesla and SpaceX are ramping up their synergy effort with workers moving between the two companies, battery purchases, and more. In a recent filing, Tesla listed several transactions with SpaceX, saying, quote, SpaceX purchased certain battery components from Tesla at an aggregate purchase price of $1 million in 2019 and at an aggregate purchase price of $1.2 million in 2020 through April. The companies will also share motors, batteries, employees, energy equipment, and a SpaceX package in the new Tesla Roadster that will include cold air thrusters developed by SpaceX. Regarding supercharger production, Elon Musk confirmed via Twitter, quote, we slowed down a bit to allow supercharging version 3 production to get going, but will now speed up. The CEO added that more supercharger stations are coming soon. While Tesla CEO Elon Musk doesn't accept a salary from Tesla, shareholders granted him a very generous and ambitious stock compensation plan back in 2018. And Tesla has now confirmed that the first tranche of Elon Musk's massive CEO compensation plan has vested, and it's worth almost $800 million. At yesterday's stock closing of $805 per share, the shares are worth $1.36 billion. After the cost of exercising the options at $3.50 per share, Musk would see an income before taxes of $768.5 million. Tesla shareholders are going to vote on whether or not the automaker should use paid advertising, something that Tesla has been staying away from, and the company's board is actually fighting against this proposal. Tesla announced the date of its annual shareholder meeting, which is going to be on July 7th, and items on the agenda are fairly standard, although with a written proposal, San Diego-based Tesla shareholder James M. Donforth is forcing a vote on a proposal for Tesla to start doing a little paid advertising. Tesla's board of directors is recommending that shareholders vote against the proposal, and they wrote a strong statement opposing it, saying, in part, quote, it would not serve the best interests of Tesla or stockholders. And in a sponsored post, you can win a Porsche Taycan Turbo and support a good cause with a new sweepstakes from the Dempsey Center and Omaze. Benefits of the sweepstakes go to cancer patients and survivors. The Dempsey Center is committed to making life better for people managing the impact of cancer, including cancer patients, survivors, caregivers, and family members of all ages. You can enter the sweepstakes to win a Taycan for as low as $14 for 100 entries. A link can be found on our site, electrek.co. Toyota has announced pricing and details of its RAV4 Prime, a plug-in hybrid with a tantalizingly large plug-in range of 42 miles. When it hits the market this summer, it will become the SUV plug-in hybrid with the longest EV range. Toyota turns up the appeal by giving the RAV4 Prime some oomph. The powertrain grants up to 302 horsepower with an ability to do a 0 to 60 mile per hour in a projected 5.7 seconds. Oddly enough, Toyota is notorious for its anti-EV stance, but it just might have delivered a plug-in hybrid that can convert a ton of driving miles into EV miles. The UK's car magazine reports that BMW will introduce a pure EV version of its mid-sized M5 performance vehicle. If the published specs are real, then BMW will offer a 1,006 horsepower beast of a mid-size electric sedan with the next generation of the car. Audi has announced the launch of a new team group called Artemis, and they plan to develop an efficient electric car that will come to market by 2024. The Artemis initiative was started by Audi's new CEO, Marcus Duesmann, with the goal to, quote, develop a pioneering model for Audi quickly and unbureaucratically. The focus will be on new technologies for electric, highly automated driving with a specific model reference. Artemis's first task will be to develop a highly efficient electric car that is scheduled to be on the road as early as 2024. Chevy told us this week that the Bolt EV will carry the weight of General Motors' electric vehicle program until the company's new wave of battery-powered cars arrives. General Motors and the Chevy brand will use the Bolt to expand its base of EV buyers beyond the early adopters. As part of that effort, Chevrolet published 15 videos that it calls the Bolt EV Academy. The content will include such topics as plugging in your car. Now, while most of this will be old news to a lot of Electrac regulars, we should also acknowledge that EV sales in 2020 remain only a few percentage points of overall sales. Nissan unveiled its four-year growth plan and said that it would invest in areas of strength, such as sports cars and electric vehicles. Now, that said, Nissan will introduce only the Ariya EV in the U.S. for 2021, while most of its EVs will be sold in China. And to be clear, the company also is including hybrids in the forecast of what they call electrified vehicles. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, the U.S. Energy Information Administration reports that renewables exceeded coal in the United States' annual energy consumption for the first time since 1885. And that's because coal has been declining as a source of electricity over the last 10 years, while wind and solar have been growing. John Morin, vice president at Goldman Sachs Renewable Energy Group, posted a chart sourced from the Energy Information Administration data that shows how much Oklahoma is moving towards wind energy and away from coal. In the first quarter of 2020, wind had reached 7,722 gigawatt hours of electricity generation, and coal had dropped to only 292. Southwestern Electric Power Company was given the go-ahead by the Louisiana Public Service Commission to invest more than $1 billion to acquire the three wind farms in north-central Oklahoma. It will own 810 megawatts, or 54.5%, of the 1,485-megawatt project. And this will be done with its sister company, Public Service Company of Oklahoma. The question has been asked, is planting trees enough to slow climate change? And the answer is no. According to an article from NASA, quote, planting trees will never be a substitute for decreasing fossil fuel emissions. And also, as published in Inside Climate News, Scott Denning of Colorado State University Atmospheric Science has reinforced this by saying, quote, no doubt if you replaced every area of non-forest with forest, you could sequester a lot of carbon, but very little of the world is available for planting a trillion trees. Indigenous leaders in Peru and Ecuador want support to stop oil drilling in the Amazon. They warn that it would worsen the climate crisis. Domingo Pease, a leader from Ecuador Achuar Nation, told Reuters Television, quote, we have taken care of the rainforest all our lives, and now we invite everyone to share in our vision. We need to find a new route, post-oil, for economic development, for the well-being of all humanity, not just indigenous people. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Amsterdam-based Squad Mobility has a solar-powered electric two-seater called the Squad Solar City Car that is back with an update of design options for the solar-powered microcar. The four-wheeler offers seating for two and comes in two versions with different speeds. An L6E version is limited to just 45 kilometers or 28 miles an hour, while a more powerful L7 version should hit speeds of 80 kilometers an hour, which is 50 miles per hour. Squad's chief of design, Chris Kolk, explained to Electrek, quote, there are quite a few minor detail updates and some larger ones. The solar roof generates 20% more power by using more powerful cells and increasing the solar cell area. The doors add to the feeling of safety and protection. Now, the MSRP for the vehicle is set at 5,750 euros, which amounts to $6,330. A new electric bike review was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the UHVO from a company called Uniro. The full-sized, full-suspension electric bike features a bargain price of $1,199, and it has a predictable downside of a moderately powered electric system. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G., and I hope you have a great day.